We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's graduation season, which also means it's the season of commencement speeches. It's a time when celebrities take the stage armed with jokes and sage advice for millions of young people about to enter the workforce. But sometimes the speakers chosen to speak to our nation's graduates are themselves graduates. Wyatt Massey is a journalism major from Marquette University, and after a lengthy process, which included votes from both students and faculty, Massey was chosen as the senior speaker for Marquette's class of 2016. Massey joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers in the studio to talk about his time in Milwaukee and the advice that he has for his fellow classmates.
It is an incredible honor to be chosen. It's kind of mind-boggling to think about, especially because Marquette was 4 years of my life and it went by so fast, to think that you could build relationships with people that they would recognize you and think that you'd be willing to speak on behalf of a group of students that's so expansive and diverse in terms of experiences and things that they would say.
So essentially what you're going to be doing as the senior speaker is giving advice to your fellow students, right?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's pretty crazy to think about me as a 22-year-old offering any sort of wisdom to people my age, because I am the same age as them. And it's crazy to think about me sort of representing a class that's over 2,000 that during the 4 years at Marquette have had different experiences, been involved in different things, different majors, and going into different jobs after graduation. So what kind of helped me wrap my mind around it when I was writing my speech was to think about what is something that we've all sort of shared as a class. And it's not so much reflecting on some sage life advice, but my speech is taking more the approach of looking at what got us here, what's the sort of things that we share as a class, and how can we take those experiences and realize all the sacrifices that were made in order for us to graduate and sort of pay that forward for others.
When you say pay that forward for others, what do you mean?
So the crux of my speech is essentially that we as a class graduating now, the reason we've had the success, the reason we've been able to come to Marquette, the reason that we're getting jobs, that we've had amazing life experiences, is because someone believed in us and was willing to sacrifice and do more for us than just an ordinary person. And the fact that someone believed in us and shared those like empowering words of "I believe in you" is the reason that we've had so many amazing opportunities. And if we think about the fact that just having someone believe in us and having someone there for us got us this far, we can think about what would that look like if we did that for other people. And then that recognition on graduation, I think, is a really focal point and a good time to think about all the people who allowed us to be here. And then as we move from graduation going forward, how can we take that same sentiment and apply it to other people in the new communities that we will be entering?
So what community are you going to be entering?
So after graduation, I will be moving to Baltimore, and I'll be working for the Baltimore Sun as an intern on the crime desk.
In Baltimore? That should be fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've never been to the East Coast, and what I'm most excited for is to be able to dive into the field of journalism and be able to devote my full time to it. I enjoyed my jobs at Marquette and my classes, but it was always tough to jump between class for an hour, then jump back into journalism and answer phone calls that I missed when I was in history class, and then change those hats all the time. And I'm excited to be able to just go fully in, to have 8+ hours a day dedicated to something I'm very, very passionate about.
Now, every year, Milwaukee sees thousands of students leaving, really. Do you feel like, as someone who has grown the last 4 years and has been an active member in Milwaukee, do you feel like you owe anything to the city?
I do feel that I owe a lot to the city. I'm not native to Milwaukee. Despite being native to Wisconsin, I come from a very small town. And Milwaukee has really opened my eyes to the truth that's happening to our neighbors, in the city as well as just in the world. Marquette has allowed me to travel across the country and around the world to places like El Salvador and India, as well as places like Nashville, Tennessee, and Joplin, Missouri on service trips through Marquette. And every time you sort of leave and come back to Milwaukee, you see the city differently. You look at poverty differently or homelessness differently. And the fact that Milwaukee really opened my eyes to social realities and the inequities that are faced by people here sort of broadened my horizons to do human rights and social justice journalism as a career, wherever that may be. So I do owe a huge debt of gratitude to Milwaukee, and it was something that I had to grapple with in choosing to go to Baltimore for the summer as an intern, whether that was sort of selling Milwaukee short with everything that it's given me. And I think coming to terms with it was just being thankful for everything that Marquette and Milwaukee has opened my eyes to, and realizing that I can take those experiences and that mindset of looking at neighbors as neighbors and seeing people as people and not just faceless statistics, and apply that to any city and any place that I'm in, whether it's at Baltimore or on the East Coast for the rest of my life, or if I do return to Milwaukee or Wisconsin.
Well, Wyatt Massey, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wyatt Massey is a journalism major at Marquette University and is the class of 2016's senior speaker. Marquette's graduation ceremony will be Sunday at the Bradley Center. Massey spoke with Joy Powers.